Hello guys, welcome to another episode on Yinka's Muse. Yay! I know I've been gone like for a while, and the funniest part is that during this period when I did not upload any podcast, I was actually recording. I didn't just upload, you know. There was an episode I recorded, and I was going to talk about if relationships are transactional based on something I saw on social media at the time. And I remember recording the episode, editing it and all, and then going back to listen to it and then me thinking, oh, how good is this? Is this good enough? Is it not good enough? And I was just stuck in that loophole and I just never published. And then I did another episode, you know, where I talked about how to remain soft in life, how not to lose your essence, which is what I'm going to be talking about again. And I just never published that episode too, because I was just stuck in my head. And for the other part, I'm just like, okay, I'll record, and I never do. And the funniest part is, this was something like, during the start of this year, I kind of made a promise to myself that I'll try to be putting out content, particularly on my podcast, like every week, you know, but it is what it is. I try not to feel bad about it. Like when I think about it, I try not to feel bad about it. You know, I try to just tell myself, it's okay, you try again next time. And this is next time. Hopefully this episode gets heard and I'm not stuck in a cycle of imposter syndrome thinking, is this good enough? Is this not good enough? Should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? Anyway, as I mentioned earlier, I want to talk about how to keep your essence. Last week, I was talking to some friends where we had a call and we're just chatting, and then we talked about a lot of stuff. And then in between, I got to share with them some of the content I recorded on my podcast. You know, coincidentally, it wasn't like something that was planned and all. And in the beginning of March, I started working. If you don't know, if you're a new listener, I'm currently in Sweden. I'm doing my master's program. And it's been very difficult to get a job here in Sweden, particularly because of the language barrier. So the kind of jobs I'm used to, like digital marketing, copywriter, editor, and all of those things, you know, that has to do with digital marketing and communications, because that is where I have a background on, I've not been able to fully get a job there here in Sweden. I've done a couple of interviews, you know, I've progressed, like I have advanced in some of these stages in the interviews, but haven't gotten to the point where I get an offer letter or I get a contract, you know, and all of those things. So it's been quite difficult, and I also need to pay my bills, you know, while doing that, because the fact that I'm a student does not mean that I don't get money. Anyway, you all get the point. I still need to pay my bills even though I'm studying for my master's program. So I got a job as a cleaner, and it's a part-time job. I don't do it fully because of school, and the cleaning job is not about like cleaning houses and stuff. I clean a staircase. I clean a staircase of three buildings, and each building has 11 floors, and I go to clean these buildings Mondays and Thursdays. Unfortunately, I don't have the job anymore. So I'm back to looking for a job again. But either way, I want to talk about my experience while I had that job, at least for a month. So I would go to clean the staircase of this apartment building, three apartment buildings. And don't forget, I said each of these apartment buildings, they had 11 floors. So I would go from the top floor to the down floor and then to the ground floor rather. And then when I'm done, I'll move to the second building and do that and do that. And then I also had to clean the elevators. And then I also had to look at the walls, you know, because sometimes in these apartment buildings, they might have kids. who would have written on the wall and have to scrub off whatever they had written on the wall. It was quite intensive for me, and it was something new for me because this was something I'd never done before in my entire life. But I'm right here in a new country. There's no help from anyone. Nobody's going to give you money. You know how they say that coming abroad can be tough. That is very, very true. Coming abroad can be tough, particularly when you don't have a good support system. I think one of the things that sets coming abroad and being at home in your home country is that in your home country you have adequate support. You might not be rich, you might not have all the money in the world, but at least you have support. But when you're abroad, where you're still finding your footing, where things are difficult, where you don't have support, it's very difficult. And it becomes more difficult again to ask for support back home, because a lot of people, maybe not your parents and maybe not your inner circle, but a lot of people would assume that the fact that you're abroad, depending on whichever country you are, means that you have things going for you. You have life figured out. You're earning well. You're living well. And so you shouldn't be asking for help from people back home. And that could also cause a lot of friction. So anyway, I started working in March. The job ended at the end of March. I got paid at the end of March. But the job was hard. That's what I'm trying to say. It was hard because it was something I'd never done before. And I had to do it because I needed to pay my bills. Now I'm back to looking for another job, you know. And it got me thinking, because a lot of people say when people travel abroad, they become wicked, they become hard. And I started thinking about, this is where the hardness comes in. I can count the number of people who have traveled abroad and have had to do odd jobs, whether it was, you know, carrying out the dustbins, or driving a dustbin car to carry the dustbins from different houses to, you know, the trash bin from different house, you know, and all of that. Or whether it's cleaning, or whether it's going to pack snow, whatever difficult job someone has done, particularly in a country abroad where the weather is not all that good. It's good, you know, but the weather is not convenient. Like, imagine going to work in the snow, your legs are freezing, your hands are freezing, and then maybe sometimes, depending on the kind of job that you do, you still even have to work in the cold. Of course, they give you proper attire to wear, but does not mean that you're not still exposed to some level of cold. And that was what got me thinking, that these are the things that make people hard. They make you hard to the point that you lose your very essence. You lose who you are. You might be someone who is soft, who is giving, who is kind, who is thoughtful. And then when someone reaches out to you, you know, but when you move abroad, because of your kind of experiences, you lose all of these things that has made you who you are. And because you've had life so difficult, you've had to do jobs that you never ever thought you would do in your lifetime. And now you're doing them. It's so tough to get money. It's so tough to eat, you know, because you have to save. You have to think about paying your rent, doing this, doing that. And it's so tough. And then when people now reach out to you that, oh, sorry, could you send us some money? Could you do this? You lash out. You become someone that you're not. I'm not saying that every time people ask you for money, you should give them. No, that's not the essence of this. That's not the essence of this podcast episode. What I'm trying to say is not to lose your essence. Because one thing I have found out in my short stay here in Sweden is that a lot of people who have been here, who have had it tough before they had it good, you know, tough that. And there's nothing bad in doing any of these jobs. Just, you know, I just wanted to put it out there in case you're listening and you're rolling your eyes and say, there's dignity in labor. Yes, I agree with you. There's dignity in labor. As long as you're not doing anything illegal, anything legal that you're doing that allows you to pay your bills, you know, and live comfortably well, I support you. I root for you. But what I'm trying to say is that not to lose your essence when you're trying to find your way to wherever it is you're trying to get to. You know, because one thing I've found out is that people who have been abroad for a long time who have had to go through all of the stress. And I'm not talking about people who travel into the country illegally, who had to do hard jobs because they didn't have papers and they just had to keep trying. You know, I'm talking about even people who came legally, you know, whether it's for school or for whatever reasons, but they came in legally, but to settle down has become like an echoing tax, like an, you know, like a needle. Trying to pass through a needle's high. And so it has become difficult. And then you begin to lose who you are. What makes you soft? What makes you you? I'm using the word soft because I'm trying to relate it to the word hard. What makes you you? And then people who have been in the system for too long, for a long period of time, who have gone through this hardness or life, because it's just life in general, does not mean that you will not get to where you're going to, but it's just life. And in going through that process, it has made you hard, it has made you change who you are. But then you've gotten to your destination or wherever you think you're going to, and then these newbies come into the system. And these newbies, of course, they don't know your history, they don't know your journey, they don't know how long it took you to get to where you are, but they feel that you've been here in the system long enough, you've learned the ropes, you could make their life easier. So maybe when you got into the system, or when you got into the new country abroad, you had to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G before you got to Z, and it was quite difficult. But now that you've learned the ropes, you know now that instead of doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, there's something that you can do that will get you to H quickly, that would, you know, fast track your journey. When you get to H, instead of you doing IJKLM, there's something that you can do that will take you to Q. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. I'm just using this alphabet to just describe my point. You know, because you have been in the system long enough, you've learned the ropes, which means that people who are coming behind you, you can make their life easier. But one thing I have seen is that a lot of people in abroad don't do that. Maybe just the people I've met. I've met some good people too. You know, not to say I haven't met good people. But I'm just saying, they know that there are certain things that they can do to make your life easier. But then they do not do that. They feel that because when I came into the system, this was what I did. And I had to go through this suffering. I had to go through this problem. I had to go through these challenges. So now that you are here, you also have to go through the same suffering. You also have to go through the same challenges. And this is where I have a problem with. Because the journey, the course of their own life has made them hard. Has made them lose their very essence of who they are. And when they look at life, when they look at whatever it is they're looking at, they look at it through the lens of their experiences. And why it is good to learn from our experiences, I feel it's important that our experiences do not shape us, do not, you know, turn us into things or into beings that we are not. I think it's just very, very important. Anyway, all of this, it's my opinion. And it's also based on my experience and things that I have seen, because I had a reflective moment, and I thought about, you know, all the times I had to go to work in the month of March. Of course, apart from the staircase cleaning that I was doing, I had other jobs that came in between, and it just made me think, it did make me think that, oh wow, these are the kind of experiences that people have. Because there were times that when I go to work, because it was not something I'm used to, I would come back home sick. There were days that I would throw up on my way back home because I was weak and I was tired. I remember the first day I went to work and I came back, and the next day my back was paining me, my legs were swollen, and every other thing was happening to me. My roommate was saying, "Oh, Yinka, you look like an old woman." Because I was so stressed, and before my body would recuperate from everything, I was back again at it on Thursday. I'm so grateful that whenever I have like a stressful day or thing like that, when I get to sleep, like really, really sleep well, my body just recovers and I'm back to myself, you know. But it just made me think that these are the experiences. You know, you see people, you hear the stories, and I've met people like that who do 5 jobs, who do 6 jobs, who do 7 jobs. Like, they don't take a break because they're doing hot jobs that don't pay well. So they are trying to get as many jobs and get paid as many times as possible as they can. So as they are leaving one job, they go to another. As they are leaving that job, they go to another. As they are leaving that job, they go to another. Maybe in that 24 hours, they probably just have like a 2 hours sleep, and then they are back again on the grind. They're back again on the grind. And these are the things that make you hard, makes you mean, makes you, I don't want to use the word wicked, but no, it just changes you. And I feel that when this thing changes, it should change you for good, not for bad. That's just my thinking. Because I see that a lot of times, these experiences that these people have gone through has changed them, in my own opinion, for bad. It has changed them to be who they are not, you know. So they lash out, you know, you say things, you hear people say things like, oh, back home, they're only saying, you send money, send money, send money, send money. They don't know what you're going through to get that money, blah, 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 blah. You know, it changes you. And I just want to say that for me, my own experience, my own reflecting thing was that I hope that whatever happens on this course of my journey to wherever it is that I have in mind that I'm going to, that does not change me. You know, I don't want someone to listen to this episode and think, oh, don't worry now. You will see, you just started. Because people say a lot of stuff like that. You will see, you just started, you just did this. No. You know, when you even begin to have thoughts like that, it means that something has gone wrong along the way. Whatever happens in our journeys to wherever our destinations are, it should change us to be better people, to be better humans. And when we have the opportunity, I think that's the take-home lesson for this episode. When you have the opportunity to help somebody who is also looking to go through the same journey or the same path that you have gone through, try not to make their life as difficult as yours was. Look at them and then think, how can I make this person's life easier than mine? You know, I had it difficult, but I'm here right now. I've learned the ropes. I know what to do. I know what not to do. I know how to act. I know how not to act. I know where you can go to. I know the people that you can speak with. I know how, you know, and then you look at that person or you look at that individual or whatever group of people, and then you look at ways on how you can help them become better people. And I think a lot of people are doing that in the different capacity that they have. The last couple of days, I saw something on LinkedIn, and I was sharing with my roommate where they were talking about Black professionals in the UK. And I think this is a very good initiative. I'm using the word Black professionals because, of course, we belong to the minority groups, particularly when you're abroad, you know, you're in the minority groups. And when we have people who have succeeded in their paths, you know, they might not be earning all of the money in the world, but right where they have their bosses, they have succeeded in their path, then these people, when they come together and form an association, a group like Black, like you know, form an association, you know, like, you know, this example I gave about Black professionals, you know, in the UK, Black professionals in Scotland, you know, they form this association, which means people who will be coming, Black young adults who will be coming into this society, into the UK or in Scotland, who are still finding their footing, when they get into this kind of societies, they have an easy landing. I just feel it's important not to make other people's life difficult or hard because yours was. It's not just even about, you know, all of these things. You find these things in almost every sector, like almost every area when you move abroad, you know, that is settling down, or in getting a job, or in doing something, and you feel you can speak to this person because they have gone through the system and they know better, and then they can put you in the right path. But instead of them doing that, they will give you solutions, but they will just be, you know, longer solutions that, I don't know. Anyway, I hope when you listen to this episode, I hope it makes sense to you. If you're coming to abroad anytime soon, whenever in the course of your life, I hope you meet people, you know, who make your journey easier. you know, who go out of their way to make your life softer than it used to be. Now, the word soft and the word hard I just used, you know, to fully drive on my point, you know, because now we're in the world of, oh, I want a soft life, I want a soft love, I want a this, I want a that, and all of that is good, but the definitions of those words are relative. So when I mean hard or when I mean soft, those definitions are relative depending on you and your situation. Okay, guys, we've come to the end of this episode. I hope that when you listen, it resonates with you. If you have any experience you'd like to share with me, don't forget to shoot me an email at inkadeni@gmail.com. If you'd also like to be a sponsor or you'd like to support my podcast, don't forget to also shoot me an email at inkadeni@gmail.com. There are a lot of topics I also like to talk about. I hope I'm much more consistent and I stay back on my goal about, you know, creating content every week throughout the course of this year. I wish you guys a blissful week and a blissful Easter. I love you. Mwah. Cheers.